It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
And we're always open for your calls to ask your questions about your pet's health. You can call now.
Call me at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, Dr. Todd Arell. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Ben.
What are we talking about today?
Well, I want to prepare everyone for Thanksgiving next week.
That's right.
We won't be here, but definitely want to talk about some of the more common problems that people can encounter with their pets during Thanksgiving. And hopefully some of these you can start making preparations for and try thinking about these things. Even if you don't make changes, at least keep these things in mind as it gets closer to the actual day and the preparations are beginning and so forth. Probably one of the most common problems that we'll see, or a couple of problems that we'll see around Thanksgiving with our pets. And by we, I mean primarily the emergency veterinarians.
Yes, right.
And so, you know, we're trying to save you a trip to see an emergency visit. One of the first things you can do is keep them out of the kitchen. That's the best policy.
Yeah.
You know, while the cooking is going, while the food is being served, that sort of thing. If you can keep them out of the kitchen, that's ideal. Whether that means keeping them in a separate room, bedroom, crate,
garage,
yeah, something like that, that they're used to. You don't want to put them in some brand new place. You know, you don't want to necessarily, put them in a, you know, somewhere they aren't used to being. So ideally, if they have a crate that they sleep in, that sort of thing, that would be, optimal. The other thing is with the company, just try to encourage them politely not to feed the dog, you know, the pets. And this is primarily dogs, although cats will get in on the action sometimes too. You know, that just means, you know, feeding them from the table, or if these guests are there when you're preparing, that sort of thing. Because a lot of these people may not have pets, or they may have different pets. They may treat their pets differently in terms of how they treat them and so forth. So, you know, set some ground rules, some house rules, politely, of course.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is dump the trash. This is a big one. You know, and people will tell me this all the time. Well, he never gets in the trash. She's never done that before. She's not the kind of dog to do that.
You've never had a turkey carcass in your trash.
That's right. That may be the case, but Thanksgiving tends to be a little bit different. And especially if you have guests in the, you know, wherever the trash can is being held, if it's in a cabinet or whatever the case may be, they will be very attentive to the movings and things of people, and they will take an opportunity if they can for the turkey remains, you know.
And the bones.
And the bones, exactly. Yeah. So, those are probably the three most helpful things we can recommend. Now, another thing I'll mention as it pertains to food and other things of that nature. Well, actually, one other thing I want to mention, decorative plants, before we talk about food. You know, a lot of people are going to have centerpieces and things like that, particularly for, hopefully the cat's not up on your table where the centerpiece is, but with various plants that you might bring into the house, you know, for the occasion. Do a quick search, web search. The ASPCA has an excellent list of potentially toxic house plants that you could look for. Just make sure that what you have isn't on that list. Because there again, most of these aren't very dangerous, but they can definitely put a damper on your holiday festivities. So as far as foods go, raisins, and this is a list of things that we've talked about before. Obviously we'd know about chocolate.
Yeah.
Hopefully most people know that chocolate is potentially dangerous, especially the baking chocolate forms. But raisins can be toxic, as well as grapes, but sometimes raisins will be found in some, stuffings that people, will make. Xylitol, which is an artificial sweetener.
Right.
More and more present in some of the baked goods.
Oh, really?
To keep the calorie counts down. Things like peanut butter and some of the other, the baking, premixes and so forth. There again, if you're using something that's low calorie, make sure that it doesn't, if it does have xylitol, make sure you keep it away, obviously, from the pets. And then, you know, the two other things, table scraps, big one, and then the bones, which you mentioned.
Yeah.
Table scraps, a lot of people, this is probably the hardest one to break as far as numbers, because most people will get some sort of treat from the table. You know, it might be a piece of turkey skin or, you know, those types of things. But a lot of times we will see dogs in the emergency room for, upset stomach issues, mm-hmm. you know, whichever end. And sometimes those are very severe. Sometimes they're just a nuisance. But almost always they can be traced back to something that the dog was given from the table.
Right, right.
Or got from the trash. And in fact, we use the term garbage gut mm-hmm. To indicate that, you know, this is probably one of those scenarios.
And sometimes you're leaving things on counters.
Yes.
You're done with the meal.
Right.
And you've gone off into the living room and there's
right.
stuff out on the counter.
Well, counter surfing is yeah. a big one, especially depending on the size of the dog. You mm-hmm. know, if you've got a dog that's 40 to 50 pounds, you know, they often on their hind legs can reach the counter
mm-hmm.
And get things. Or, you know, cats can get on the counters
right.
and push them off. Yeah, definitely things not leaving, half empty or even partially, you know, empty plates, empty, you know, baking dishes that may have, you know, batters and things, around them. And then of course, you know, anything with the turkey juices, gravy, so forth. And the strings, obviously, that tie up the turkey legs, keep those, throw those away and throw those out
right,
of the house.
Right.
And then the bones. This one is a huge no-no. And this is probably one of the hardest myths to die. And that is the idea that certain types of bones are fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all a numbers game. You have to think of it kind of like mathematically. You know, yes, some people give bones and they do fine. What the dog does fine, they pass them out, no problems at all. But there are some dogs that, and it's every time you do it, you're rolling the dice.
Yes, that's right.
And so those bones can get stuck in places in the esophagus, the GI tract. They can perforate, meaning poke through, puncture through.
Mm-hmm.
And those are life-threatening emergencies. And so if you want to try and avoid that visit, you know, play the numbers on the opposite end, on the flip side of that.
Right.
You know, if you can't afford several $1,000 worth of emergency surgery, you mm-hmm. probably need to keep the bones away.
Yeah, and poultry bones are particularly brittle. And so.
They splinter and they, you know, people have this idea that they're soft, quote unquote mm-hmm. soft, as opposed to say a steak bone or something mm-hmm. like that. There aren't any bones that are always safe. No bones are always safe. Sometimes you get away with it, but the best policy
right.
Is to avoid them.
Okay.
Avoid giving them, you know, in whatever form.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So watching the food that's on the counter and then
right.
the trash and all around, because there's lots of new smells. There's
sure.
things that, you know, that you don't
right.
usually have in the house.
Right.
And so.
Well, another one that's not as common anymore is unbaked, yeast mm-hmm. bread dough.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize, you know, because a lot of people like to eat a little pinch of that
mm-hmm.
as well. But if a dog gets a hold of that, it gets in the stomach and the stomach acts like a little mini oven.
Yeah.
It starts, you know, fermenting and expanding with gases and so forth. And that can lead to a very serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't see that as often anymore, but some people still make their biscuits from scratch and that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, I do.
And then of course alcohol, which mm-hmm. we've talked about before with other, festive, times of the year. Primarily this is going to be the actual drinks, you know,
mm-hmm.
There are going to be some dishes that have some alcohol in them, but usually unless they get the whole thing, they're not, you know, most dogs aren't going to consume enough alcohol.
Yeah. So like usually, I told you my dog right, pulling down a rum keg. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But this is where cats come in too. You got drinks, you set them down
yeah.
on the floor.
Yeah. Cats will get up on a coffee table
oh,
in a heartbeat
yeah, right.
and start partaking.
Yeah. All right. We'll have more to come in just a moment. Talking about Thanksgiving concerns with your pets. And you can call us if you like at 800-818-2255 or the local numbers.
247-7282 or 353-4674.
Hey, welcome back here in Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station. Of course, Dr. Todd Arell with us as Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital brings you your pet's health every Thursday morning. So what else do we want to talk about?
So the other concern about Thanksgiving are people, guests,
yeah.
or whether you're traveling, you are the guest, and you're traveling with your pets. But particularly, you know, if you're home and you're having a lot of guests coming over, know your pet, particularly dogs, but cats too. You know, if they're easily upset by strangers, you know, during the rest of the year,
mm-hmm.
they're probably going to be a little upset and stressed during Thanksgiving. So if you can keep them in a certain part of the house, you know, maybe a bedroom or something like that, at least while people are coming and going, or while the eating and festivities are going on. Also be aware of guests that you might have that might have compromised immune systems. You know, so, you know, if you have a pet that has, I don't know, some kind of respiratory problem or something like that,
right.
or they may, hopefully they will volunteer that they, you know, can't afford to get scratched by a cat or something like that because of their health issues. Watch the exits, of course, the mm-hmm. doors, depending on what kind of pets you have. Sometimes some are slower and faster than others, so sometimes they can get out pretty quickly. ID tags, particularly if you're traveling, especially if you're going air, you're going to mm-hmm. have to talk to your veterinarian about a health certificate because most of the airlines are going to require those. Check with your airline about what their requirements are.
Right.
And then, of course, if you're boarding your pets, you're probably too late in most cases to get reservations at this point, but call around. With the encroachment of the flu in our area, at least, mm-hmm. Canine flu, a lot of vaccine requirements have changed. Maybe too late to get those updated at this point, but just check into that too, as far as if you're planning on boarding your pets either here, you know, locally and then leaving, or taking them with you and boarding them where you might be traveling.
You have a well-behaved pet mm-hmm. inside the house, but yeah. you have people over there that the pet doesn't know and they don't
right.
know. Is it a good idea to kind of introduce them with a leash?
Absolutely, and you can keep the leash on while they're in the house, too. Mm-hmm. You know, not a huge leash, but one that's maybe 4 to 6 feet long. That way,
a little harness.
A harness, yeah, exactly. That way, if you need to grab them real quick because they're doing something that you're not used to seeing them do, you have the opportunity.
You can find out more from your pet's health at petdocs.com, PETDOCKS.com. And call for an appointment at 240-3885 and see them all over social media for Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital.